This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on the show and around September the 27th, and he's going to bring us up to date of what's going on in the medical cannabis markets and why they're focused on it. We're talking no other than Blue Diamond Ventures, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV, and with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company, Josh Alper. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me. And I just want to say that the event in Las Vegas was fantastic, and I was really happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming and everything. You know, we've got so many new listeners now, and it's been a couple months since you've been on the show. How about give them an about statement of where you guys are at and what you do?
Well, you know, if you remember the last time I was on the show, I talked about the three main tracks that we're on. And, you know, one of those being the real estate development and the, you know, the built-to-lease opportunities that we're getting in Canada and in Michigan. And the second being our sanitation technology, which is in Colorado. That's what I'm working on right now in Denver. And then the third one being the technology exchange with Israel. And so even though these are separate projects, sort of separate entities, there's a lot of crossover and a lot of synergy between them. You know, as we're building new facilities, we're able to implement the sanitation. Just now I'm coming from a meeting from a company that's doing, you know, cloud-based monitoring of grows, and we're always looking for how to implement the latest technology into the packages that we're providing in each one of these areas.
You know, why is your company focused on medical cannabis markets? Isn't the big growth going to be in the recreational division?
Yeah, you know, the reason we focus on the medical markets is definitely related to a couple main points. One is that we're a publicly traded company. So we feel that the comfort level for long-term investment in medical is a lot more appropriate, as the recreational markets really haven't been fully defined yet. And so we feel that as the recreational markets come out and a lot of the corporate money and the big money goes there, the real biotech and pharmaceutical interests will double back on the medical products. And that's where we think the real margins and the real sort of research and the real excitement is going to be for Blue Diamond.
You know, I've had on dozens and dozens of CEOs that have some sort of their hand in the cannabinoids or cannabis sector. And all I hear is Israel, 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 Israel. Israel has become the focus of attention in cannabis space. Can you help my listeners try to understand why everybody's turning to Israel?
Yeah, you know, we were just at the show in Vegas, and really everybody was trying to understand what is their connection to Israel. Because, you know, it starts with, you know, Dr. Meshulam, who was the original guy who isolated the THC molecule and did some of the original research. And I got to tell you, it's not until I was actually in Israel and see the clinical studies and the research that's going on that I could really appreciate the depth that they've gone to and where they actually are. The other aspect is that, you know, although we fight the federal government here in the United States, the federal government in Israel is ahead of the industry by issuing a challenge to the industry to become sort of the leading cannabinoid exporter in the world. So they're taking a very high-level pharmaceutical approach, but at the same time, they have their own populace that they need to educate and build a program for. So things in Israel are happening on two levels. People are interested in the growth of the actual cannabis market in Israel, but they're more interested in the technology, the strategic the targeted therapies, the genetics, and you know, there are over 600 cannabis startups in Israel now.
Wow.
And so, you know, Israel has a startup mentality. And, you know, of course, most of them will fail. But, you know, there will be 60, you know, companies that come out of that, and five or six of those will be the next leaders in the industry.
My guest today is Josh Alper. He's the CEO and chairman of Blue Diamond Ventures, the trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. I was reading about a month ago that Quality Green in Ontario secured a license. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, Quality Green is one of the newest LPs or licensed producers in Canada. And, you know, we took a kind of a bet with them that they would get their license. And it turns out now that they've not only gotten their license, they've already gotten approval for construction of a new 15,000 square foot facility. And the facility that we're going to be providing them on the build lease program is 30,000 square feet. And that originally was scheduled to be 7,500 square feet. And already the push from Health Canada encouraging them to expand, you know, based on the, you know, the decision of the dispensaries in Ontario to be government run. Now, all of a sudden, Health Canada has an interest of maximizing the revenue for the government. And so they're tasked with increasing the canopy space. And so, you know, Quality Green took a chance by going through a very expensive multi-year process to get a 2,000 square foot facility approved. And we took a chance with them that their timing was right. And it turns out that we both actually hit it very well, because the timing and the climate for investment now is allowing them to rapidly expand and is allowing us to, you know, to get an entrance into this build lease program for Canada that we've already implemented in Michigan.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about revenues in 2018 and how you're going to get there. But last time you were on our show, you outlined about three major initiatives. Can you expand on the project and where you guys are at and how you're going to generate those revenues coming the first of the year?
Yeah, I think that the relationship with Israel has the biggest potential for revenue, but there's still going to be a lot of building of that in 2018. I mean, the first medical conference that we expect to be collaborating with won't be until January 2019 at the soonest. So 2018 will be really focusing on the Canadian market. There's so much excitement, so much growth. We've established new companies in Canada to allow us to have active equity in farms and to do the things that we can't do in the United States. So I think we're really excited about the growth that's going to come in Canada in 2018 through the recreational and the commitment by Health Canada to really servicing the medical market. The way they're servicing the medical market there is we expect that by the end of next year, that the medical products will be sold in the regular pharmacies.
Wow. Well,
this could be a model for the United States where, you know, real medical patients really need the products. They should be getting them through the pharmacies and they should be reimbursed by the insurance. And if people want to smoke recreationally, that's great. And, you know, and to a T, all the scientists that are involved in the medical side are all in favor of recreation and all in favor of legalization because they realize that there's no way really to control it. And it's artificial. And as long as it's illegal recreationally, there'll be this stigma on the medical side.
Absolutely. Blue Diamond Ventures is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Their market cap is just about around $4.6 million, which I think is undervalued. Josh, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah, I think there's a little downward pressure overall on the cannabis stocks in the U.S. It's a little bit of because there's so much excitement of what's happening in Canada. So I think as we expand our presence in Canada and as we double down on that in 2018, I think you'll start to see the stock respond. We're still not heavily promoting any of the Israeli technologies because we'd rather wait until there are definitive definable revenue streams there before using that in any way to promote the company. So I think overall the emphasis on 2018 and the place where those revenues are going to come from is in Canada. And Quality Green is just the first one of the clients that were announced in this area.
Well, I know you're a busy guy, and I want to thank you for taking time out today to come on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 60 days and give our listeners an update.
I really look forward to it, Everett. Thanks so much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.